setbacks will happen, trials will come, but that doesn't stop God's purpose, and nothing can separate us from his love. So no matter what goes on, it'll all work out in the end. And I'm a testament to that.
For we know all things work for the good of those who love God.
Welcome to the Adventist Music Podcast. This is a show that shares the stories of Adventist musicians from around the world. I'm your host, Khan Elmers, and I love music and I produce podcasts. In today's episode, we'll explore All Things Work Together. It was written by Austin Harris, who will be sharing about it. A few things before we start, please rate and review this podcast. Share it with a friend. That'll help us to spread these amazing stories to those who need it. Also, our partner Blue Vineyard helped to bring you this podcast. They have a host of services for the Adventist digital ecosystem, and in my opinion, are leading the way in AI and innovation in the church. If you haven't already, I suggest you check out like Advent AI. It is a platform that you can use to study the word a bit deeper from an Adventist perspective as well. Like, I use it just to get summaries of a theme or a topic. If I want to study it in depth, I just ask it a question and query it, and it will pull up a whole lot of writings from like our pioneers. So it's a great tool. I recommend you check it out on their website. So now for today's episode with Austin. Welcome to the podcast, Austin.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Can you share with us like a bit about who you are, your background, some of your hobbies?
Yeah, sure. So again, my name is Austin Harris. I'm from Texas originally. I've pretty much been in music most of my life. I started piano lessons when I was 4 years old. Been singing for a long time as well. I guess I wrote my first song maybe 7 or 8 years old. So yeah, all of it's been with me for a long time. Obviously, a lot of my hobbies are musical. I also like to play basketball. I like to play pool. I like to travel when I can. Just hang out with friends, depending on what's going on.
Cool. Is this your first episode, first podcast you've done before?
I think it is, as a matter of fact.
This is really exciting. I get to be the first one to talk with you.
For sure.
So you live in Texas. You're brought up in Texas and stuff. Whereabouts do you live now? You still there?
Yeah. Texas is still home. I'm just away at school in Louisiana. But yeah.
You're in Louisiana. Okay. Mm-hmm. I understand that you've been a musician for a long time. Like you just shared, like from 4 to 7 years old. That's quite a range, isn't it? Do you want to take us back to when you were like a 4 year old? What was happening in your home?
Yeah. So you can blame my parents for that. They're both musicians, both music teachers. My dad suggested that my mom begin piano lessons with me. So my mom was my first piano teacher. We started right there in the living room. The rest is history. I took lessons with her for about 8 years, in addition to a music school in the area. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, from there, it just continued to blossom.
Mm. So you're in your living room with your mom, doing lessons for 8 years. Can you explore a bit more of that dynamic? Like, how did she inspire you to do what you're doing today?
I'd say just from a general standpoint, piano is a good background for pretty much any type of musician you want to be. Gave me a good concept of harmony, theory, you know, dexterity as far as playing. No matter whether I was going to be a singer, pianist, I don't know, violinist, organist, piano was a good foundation for me. Going back to a point I started to hit on earlier, this is around the time I found out I had perfect pitch. That's a fun fact about me.
Amazing.
I can't remember the exact story. She kind of figured it out just based on me being able to play a song in the exact same key, you know, without any reference. So yeah, from there she was like, okay, yeah, he definitely has perfect pitch.
So your mom discovered that about you.
Yeah.
And she gave you a piece to play, mm-hmm. and you could figure it out like on the keyboards. Mm-hmm. Is that right? How has that developed since that point?
Definitely over the years, my ear has gotten stronger, if I can say that. With, let's say, jazz harmony, for example. like really hearing really complex jazzy chords, being able to know what those are, the more that I am exposed to them, the better I get at being able to identify them and play them myself or use them myself.
Yeah, yeah. And I would love to explore more of your journey that you've been on and I guess understand a bit more of where you've come from. You said that your music started when you were 4 or 7. How did that develop into your teenage years?
Okay. Yeah. So from about 4 to 12, I studied with my mom. Then high school came. And by that point, you know, growing up, teenage years, puberty years, your interests kind of change. And it's not that I completely gave up piano, but, and I guess part of it too was forced to do it. So I just took a little break from it. Was still playing, but not as much as I was before. Once I did get to high school, I did join choir. I'd sung in church choir as a kid, but that was my first school experience once I got to high school. And yeah, from there, I think that's when the love for music really, really began to develop. I did choir all 4 years of high school.
Yeah, so you said that your love for music kind of developed when you're in high school.
Yeah.
You took a bit of a break there. What did you do at high school that made your love for music kind of become alive?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I guess choir was at the center of it. We did.
Who were the people that were involved in that?
Yeah, mainly a lot of friends from high school.
Hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, we would do concerts maybe twice a semester. We would go on trips every year. That was really fun. And I guess the big moment that really solidified it for me. Every year we have a process to get into the Allstate choir. I first auditioned my 10th grade year, didn't make it, tried again in 11th grade, didn't make it. 12th grade, I went all the way. 4 rounds, made it all the way to the final round, and it was announced that I had made the Allstate choir. So that was like the big moment for me. That's when I was really like, okay, I really love this thing. So let me pursue this in college and go from there.
So what did you do in college?
I decided to study music with a focus on vocal performance. Took voice lessons in addition to all the other standard requirements like music theory, music history. But yeah, vocal performance was my major. So voice lessons, I've sung in a few operas, choir, of course. So yeah, a lot of singing.
Yeah. And now you've developed that so much, you've actually recorded 3 albums, right? What albums have you recorded so far?
Yeah, so I've recorded 2 vocal albums. First one, Musical Reflections. The second one, Thankful. And I recorded a piano album. That's my most recent album that came out last year. That's called Songs of Our Faith. But yeah.
I see. Okay.
Training from school definitely played a big part in all of those albums. I was a piano minor in addition to majoring in voice. So The foundation there too.
So you said that you released Songs of Our Faith last year. Can you share with us about that and like what inspired you to create it?
It had been something I'd been thinking about doing for at least a couple of years, I guess, coming off of the vocal album, because that was a lot of fun. The second one came out 2 years before that. So yeah, it was just something kind of brewing in my mind. I guess it rooted from piano arrangements. I've done a lot of piano arrangements over the years. I like to reharmonize hymns and Negro spirituals. Even gospel songs. So I guess this album was a way to take the cream of the crop, what I felt were my best, my strongest arrangements, and put them together in a way that I could share with the world.
Next, we're going to explore Austin's song, All Things Work Together. So make sure to stick around to listen.
If God is for us, who can be against us? He gave his one and only Son. So why not trust that he'll give us more? tribulation or distress, persecution, nakedness, they will not stop your love. In all these things, we're still under your wings. No force can separate from your love that is so great. We're more than conquerors.
Can you tell me, like, is this a song that you wrote yourself? Was it, is it on the album Songs of Our Faith?
Yeah. So I wrote this song in 2023. Well, there's a story behind that, but yeah. So this comes from the Thankful album, which is my most recent vocal album.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we haven't talked about this album. Can you share a bit about it? Like, where did it come from?
Yeah. So it came out in 2023. My dad was a big force behind it. It was something he really pushed me to do. It just kind of came together piece by piece. I guess it started with two songs that a former student of his had written. He was a music professor for many years. Mm-hmm. And so there were two songs he had written that he really liked, wanted me to try out. I guess from there, we started to put something together. I wrote a couple of songs. Another student of his wrote a couple of songs. We did a few arrangements. Did an arrangement of Kumbaya. We did an arrangement of Right on King Jesus. So yeah, kind of like Songs of Our Faith, just a little bit of everything, different styles in there.
I love how much variety you put in your albums. It's like you plan it for a wide variety of people, which is quite great. Yeah. I mean, actually, this is the first time I heard about your music was on Instagram when I discovered you know. But before that, I haven't heard of your music, but it's actually really nice.
Thank you.
I like your music. So I hope that our listeners also check out Austin's music. He's got some great albums there. So put it on your playlist and go through it. It's really nice. Can you take me back to the time when you recorded All Things Work Together, and what was going on in your life in that time?
I got started on the song in 2020 during COVID. So you know what was happening then. We're all locked down inside our houses, can't go anywhere, or at least not allowed, quote unquote, to go anywhere. We still did. But yeah, just working from home, got considerably more time on my hands. So my dad one day challenged me to write a song. I had written music before, but still not as confident as I would be later on. But yeah, so that's where it started. First, I thought about a topic that I would do. And then I thought about my favorite scripture, still is my favorite scripture, Romans 8:28, where we know all things work together for good to those who love God and those who are called according to his purpose. So I chose that. Not too long after that, melody came to my head, started writing it down, and I went on to the next verse. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. Melody came to me for that. I'm like, okay, let's keep going. Let's see what else we can unpack. And Romans 8 is a great chapter for anybody listening. There's like a lot of
it's rich.
Yeah, a lot of great verses just within that one chapter. So I included a lot of well-known verses, like we got in all these things we are more than conquerors. If God is for us, who can be against us? And then I guess the climax, the peak of the song, neither death nor life, angels, principalities, et cetera, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ, our Lord. So yeah, that's where the song kind of peaks. And then it comes back to, you know, the root message, all things work together for our good. So yeah, once I had chosen the words, the verses I wanted to use, put the melody alongside it, continue to work at that for the next few weeks. And then as things started opening back up, went back to school in person, priorities kind of shifted. Didn't forget about it, but you know, yeah, had to focus on other things. So then I came back to it a few months later, finished the song, and then priority shifted again, came back to it, worked on the orchestration. So if you hear it, it's like really big, full orchestra, choir. Yeah, this to date, this is probably my biggest composition in terms of the number of forces that are used. So honestly, all the breaks included, it took about 3 years to write. But again, just all the breaks, as far as like going back to school, going back to work in person after being locked down.
I think that's a challenge that a lot of our listeners are probably facing as well. You know, the realities of life as a musician is that you can't always be behind the keyboard, right?
Yeah, but I have no regrets. It's a big piece, and it didn't need to be something rushed. Like I don't feel any kind of guilt about how long it took. It paid off.
Yeah, sometimes it takes time to develop your ideas as a musician.
Yeah,
you know, and it doesn't happen like that. But I quite like how you arrange this piece to be to have a lot of instrumentation in it. It seems to me that you put a lot of effort into your song here. How does the song like reflect your style of composition?
I guess I would say it kind of reflects my personal styles and affinities. So of course I was classically trained growing up. Later on, I also came to like jazz a lot. This song is the best of both worlds. Like you'll hear the real classical European sound, but also like jazzy chords and jazzy riffs, things like that. So
from what I'm getting from you, it's like you're saying that it has a variety of styles. What message would you like our listeners to get away from this song?
I would say that I want the listeners to be encouraged. I want them to be reassured that, you know, God's will for us is perfect. Setbacks will happen, trials will come, but that doesn't stop God's purpose, and nothing can separate us from his love. So no matter what goes on, it'll all work out in the end. And I'm a testament to that.
When you say I'm a testament to that, can you explain more?
Yeah, just reflecting on, you know, the way my life has gone. There have been setbacks, even with school and work and the things we've mentioned. God still had a purpose for me, even when I didn't go the way I thought was right for me, what he didn't think was right. Once he redirected me, once I knew where I needed to go, where I needed to be, then it all worked out.
I can see how this is like built into your story here. So yeah. Thank you so much for being willing to share. And I hope that you guys are inspired by Austin's story. Next, we're going to be talking about his educational journey. And you're going to hear how you can know what God is calling you to do in terms of studying and music and that aspect of your ministry. So stick around. I understand that you've studied voice in your undergrad degree and are now studying music composition, which is pretty cool. Why did you decide to go down that route?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, I studied voice when I began college, taking voice lessons. But around the same time, I think that's when I started to develop a love for composition. I had written a few songs as a kid, didn't really take it serious. Because of the music theory classes that I had to take when I began college, it was nice. We had a computer lab in the music building. There was notation software included on each computer, in addition to working on, you know, assignments for my theory classes, things like that. Sometimes I would just go in there and compose, like when I had free time between classes or after classes. And the more I did it, the more I liked it. Back then, it was just something I was kind of doing for fun. But later down the years, I was like, okay, I really like this composition thing. And the more I do it, the easier it gets. So after a long amount of pondering and consideration, I felt like composition was the way I needed to go.
So help us to get a better idea about like what music composition is and what the pathways you have to take in order to study it.
The basis of it is writing music from scratch. There's also something similar called arranging, which is taking a song that's already been written and kind of making your own version of it, I guess. Like taking, I don't know, Jesus Loves Me and making it sound more jazzy or giving it a salsa feel. That's arranging. But composition from scratch, something that's never been done, never been written. Many major universities and colleges, you can major in music composition. The goals apply to each person, I guess. Like you can dedicate your career to composing, whether that's, you know, selling your compositions or touring with an ensemble you create and performing your compositions, whatever it is. But yeah, that's one route you can go on. The other route, which is the route I'm leaning toward, although I may tap into the composer side as well, is teaching, being a music composition professor at a university or college.
If you could give our listeners maybe some tips on music composition, like what programs or what skills would you recommend that they try to develop?
Yeah, the first step is notation software. If you're just starting out, MuseScore is a good one. It's free. It's been highly developed over the years, so I think it'd be good for beginners. I still use that one occasionally. My go-to is Finale, even though they stopped upgrading the software. I'm still hanging on. I'm still using it. Some others out there, Dorco, Sibelius.
Sibelius.
At the end of the day, just choose the one that works for you and fits with, you know, your style. Yeah, just some general tips. I'd say, yeah, just follow your gut feeling. Whatever you want to write, just put it out there. You want to write a string quartet, go for it. You want to write a choral piece, go for it. But don't just go in blindly. Have a plan, right? As far as what you want to do, and then go from there.
Mm. Let's say that like our listeners wanted to like record a choral or to compose a choral piece. What steps will they need to take in order to produce that?
Yeah. So step one is just choosing your instrumentation or your ensemble. So in this case, an orchestra or a choir, like we were talking about earlier. And then just going in, choose your key, your tempo, whether you want it to be slow, fast, kind of somewhere in the middle, your time signature, how many beats are in each measure. And then from there, the world is yours. You can just literally start throwing paint on the easel and seeing what sticks, seeing what works. The possibilities are endless.
Do you have any other like tools that you use in order to compose? Like whether it be software, hardware, things like that?
Yeah, notation software is the main thing. Sometimes I do write by hand, like when it's more convenient, like when I'm maybe at the piano and I don't have my computer with me, I'll write by hand just to have something to go off of later. Oh, there are a lot of books out there that can help with composition. One I use is The Technique of Orchestration. It helped a lot, especially with the bigger pieces I've written, you know, for orchestra and string quartet, things like that. Adler is another good textbook. I think it's just called Orchestration. But yeah, that's a good route to go down to if you're just getting your feet wet. There's a lot of good composition textbooks out there.
So if somebody wanted to know more about your music, Austin, where could they go?
I'm on most, if not all, major streaming platforms. So Spotify, YouTube Music, Apple Music, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Tidal. yeah, you can find me, Austin Harris. You can also check me out on YouTube. I think my username is AustinSings4. And you can also check out my website, AustinSinclairHarris.com.
Is there a question that you wish that I asked you on this podcast?
That was it, actually. Where people can find my music. So you got it.
Good. Yeah. Well, I'm really grateful that you're willing to come on the podcast today and express your story. Your composition journey has personally inspired me. Maybe I want to go and take another course in composition as
all
well.
Right.
You can do so much with the art of composition, and I hope that our listeners are inspired to flex that muscle and to practice your skills in composition. Do you have any closing thoughts you'd like to leave our listeners with?
If you're considering music, it's a great place to be. There's so many possibilities, and you don't have to feel nailed down to one, I guess, field. I'm in composition now, but I still sing often. I've even written vocal songs for myself. Music is a lot of fun. At the end of the day, whatever you do, just do it for the glory of God. That's all I can say.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for listening to this episode of Adventist Music. It's a podcast that highlights the unique stories of Adventist musicians. And yeah, we are completely listener supported, and you can give today to help us continue making these episodes for the community. And this episode was produced by me, Khan Elmers. Huge thanks for Austin for coming on the show. I'd love to stay in touch with you guys on social media. If you're a musician, tag us on your reels. We'd love to share them on Instagram. Reach out to me. I would love to chat with you about any opportunities that you'd like to talk about, whether it be on this podcast, or if you're even thinking about creating an album or any tracks where he can help you, connect you with some producers to help you with that. So yeah, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I'll catch you on the next episode of Adventist Music. God bless.